Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 19th of April. Financial markets are having to engage in one of the things they most dislike doing, assessing political risks. US officials have said that Israel launched an attack on Iran overnight, with reports of an explosion in the city of Isfahan. Iran closed its airspace, but this has now reopened. Markets have responded with a traditional safe haven knee-jerk reaction, but this might well fade. The question is whether there is any further military action. Iranian media seem to be downplaying the attack, which does perhaps hint at a de-escalation. It would be quite hard for the Iranian government to launch a meaningful attack on Israel if the narrative in Isfahan is nothing to see here. There have been a few inflation figures released, nothing earth-shattering in terms of significance, but confirming the normalization of inflation pressures. Japanese March consumer price inflation slowed, and it slowed a little more than had been expected. The difference from consensus was not huge, just noise in the general trend, but disinflation is still in evidence. Meanwhile, in Germany, March producer price inflation remained resolutely in deflation territory. This was expected and contributes to the developed economy narrative of slowing inflation pressures. UK March retail sales were softer than expected, although there were some positive revisions to the February data. Sectors where prices are falling seemed to perform better, furniture, for instance, but other areas where prices are rising were reporting weaker sales. Food stores were one area where price increases still seem to be deterring consumers. This does all fit with the concept of consumers continuing to rebel against any evidence of profit-led inflation. The retail sales data does not directly capture any of the spending on having fun, though stronger clothing sales perhaps does hint at that pivot. In the United States, the Federal Reserve is to release its financial stability report. This is not typically a market-moving event as such, but it is noticeable that more than a year after the failure of Silicon Valley Bank, there's not really been a lot of progress in considering how best to handle bank runs in a social media age. Fake news is hardly a new phenomenon, but the speed with which fake news can move, and the credibility it has, at least with a section of the population, creates an obvious vulnerability when financial systems require a certain level of trust. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.